Darrell began his speech by saying homosexuality and adultery are in two different categories. It's never right to commit homosexuality. Well, Darrell, it's never right to commit adultery. And Jesus said, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, shall marry another, commit adultery. It's never right to commit adultery. So for the exact same reason that those two homosexuals would have to get rid of each other, then a man and a woman who are in an unscriptural marriage would have to get rid of one another. Darrell said, oh, it's absurd to compare the adultery to the homosexuality. You know what? That's just weak. He said, it's a great comparison. Homosexuality is always wrong and adultery is always wrong. So I asked Darrell, why would somebody have to get out of the homosexual marriage but not the adulterous marriage? He didn't answer the question. He didn't answer the question. You answered the question. Why would they have to get out of the homosexual marriage, but why can they stay in adulterous marriage? And if they have relations twice a week, they can commit adultery twice a week for 50 years if they're married for 50 years. But Darrell says it's okay. They can stay in it. Then Darrell used a straw man argument. He said, I said that 1 Corinthians 7:15 is not talking about marriage. Absolutely never said that. It's all it's talking about is the marriage, but it's not talking about the marriage bond. That's what I said, Darrell. There's a difference. The marriage bond is the obligation that they have to each other. When it says they're not under bondage, it's not saying that they don't no longer have the marriage obligation anymore. That's what I said. This Greek word's in the New Testament 133 times, and it's never, not one time, unless this is it, used to refer to the marriage bond. When it says they're not under bondage, it's not saying they're no longer obligated to one another anymore. If my wife departs from me, that doesn't mean she's no longer obligated to me or I'm no longer obligated to her. That would make a mockery of the wedding vows. We make a vow, we're going to say, stay together to death do us part. The next day, Carol leaves. And Darrell says, oh, she departed. You're no longer under the marriage obligation bond anymore. Carol, it's okay for you to do that. That's a mockery of the vows. This word does not refer to the marriage bond. The obligation to have one another till death do us part. That's what I'm talking about. The word that's in Romans 7, 2 and 3, the woman which hath a husband is bound. That's what I'm talking about, that word. It's not the same word. Bow the law to her husband as long as she lives. Darrell says that when Carol leaves me, she departs from me, the marriage bond is no longer there. This verse says that it's there as long as they live. The Bible says as long as they live. Darrell says no, it's just as soon as they leave, it's gone. She departed from me. Darrell, what she says is a whole lot different from what the Bible says. It says as long as she lives, as long as he lives. You said no, it's gone once she departs. This says as long as she lives. But if the husband be dead, she's loose from the law of her husband. Not if he departs. It doesn't say she's loose if he departs, like Darrell's saying in 1 Corinthians 7:15. If he dies, then she's loosed. Then the marriage bond is gone. The obligation is gone. She can remarry. She's not responsible to the marital obligations anymore, like the sexual relationship. So then if while her husband lives, she be married to another man, she should be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. So Carol divorces me for one of these good reasons that Darrell says, but it's not fornication. He says it's good enough, she can leave me. The Bible says that she's an adulteress, and then she marries somebody else. The Bible says she's an adulteress. Darrell says no, but the Bible says here she's an adulteress because she's married to another man while I'm still living. Now Darrell says she's okay, but the Bible says here she's an adulteress. How long will she be an adulteress? As long as I'm living. It says, until I die, she'll be called an adulteress. Now, I know Darrell doesn't say that, but that's what the Bible says. Why must they separate? Look down at the bottom. Because when they're in this unscriptural marriage, every time they have sexual relations, they commit adultery. Just like two men who are married to each other. Every time they have sexual relations, homosexual relations, they sin. They got to quit that. They got to get out of that marriage. When Carol leaves me for another man, every time she has sex with her new husband, she's committing adultery. To repent of adultery, last time I checked, you need to quit the adultery. Darrell says if you're a thief and you repent, you got to quit stealing. If you're a polygamist and you repent, you got to get rid of the wives. If you're a homosexual and you repent, you got to quit the homosexuality. But if you're in adultery and you repent, you can keep on committing adultery. That's what Darrell says. That's exactly what he's saying. He puts a lot of fluff around it to try to keep you from sin. That's what he's saying. But when it boils down to brass tacks, that's what he's saying. All these other sins, every other sin, you've got to quit to be forgiven when you repent, except adultery. You can stay in that. Now, we've been through his exceptions and proved there are no exceptions. Let's just go through one more way of proving it. How much left time? 2 minutes. How do I know for sure, besides what I've already said, that the exception he gave in Matthew 19:9 and the one he gave in 1 Corinthians 7:15 are not other exceptions so that people can divorce and remarry. How do I know that? It goes back to what I said at the beginning of this debate. You remember the word accept? What does it mean? What does it mean? In John 3:3, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does that mean, except there? It means there's no other way to see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. You're not going to find another route somewhere else. You're not going to be able to get to heaven without being born again. You're not going to find another verse that gives another exception to that. Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That rules out all other ways to avoid perishing. Let me say this, Darrell agrees with all four of these. He agrees with them. You're not going to find another place in the Bible that says you can avoid spiritually perishing where you don't have to repent. In John 8:24, Jesus said, except you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. That, the force of this accepted clause means there's no other way to avoid dying in your sin other than believing in Jesus. You can't find another route. Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but or except by me. That rules out all the ways to come to the Father. You can't go through Muhammad. You can't go through Buddha, whoever that is. You can't go through Joseph Smith and the Mormons. You got to go through Jesus. Because it says, except by me. That means you're not going to find another verse in the Bible that says you can do it another way. Darrell agrees with that reasoning. On all of these. Then why didn't he agree with the reasoning on Matthew 19:9? Whoever puts away his wife, except it be for fornication, shall marry another committed adultery. If that except means the same thing here as it meant in these other four cases, then it means this rules out all other scriptural causes for divorce and remarriage. All of them. That's the force of the accepted clause. Do you get it? I think it's simple and clear. You ought to be able to get it, and I think you do. I love you very much. And I love Darrell, too.